Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Y'all, this is the third time I've recorded this show. Is Mercury still in retrograde? Can we just look this up before we start? Because I think it actually is right now. I'm a big believer in Mercury in retrograde. Some of you may just argue that things happen. Mercury in retrograde? It's got to be still, right? No, it's not. It ended on January 1st. Well, wait, actually, wait. Today is still January the 1st. Never mind. It still is in retrograde. And of course, in true retrograde fashion, it had to F up our very first show of the year. Y'all, this show is so messy today. It's been such a messy process getting back into it. But yeah, I'm an uncle. How about that? Last time I talked to you, not an uncle. This time an uncle. And I want you to think back to the first time that you added family members, right? Like nieces, nephews, I don't know if they adopted or whatever, birth, the old fashioned way. But the reaction that I had, I just don't know if it's a typical reaction. Like, I don't think this is normal. You know, I'm literally losing my voice. I've been talking so much and none of it's going to air. It's going to be a messy year. Y'all, welcome to this janky podcast.
Hi, my name's Kramer and I am proud to admit that I am a mama's boy.
You're not just any mama's boy, you're a certified mama's boy. And this is the Certified Mama's Boy Podcast.
If this is your first show, I hope you'll give us a second chance. This is a podcast that's based in three principles. It's live, laugh, love your mom. It means we live our lives out loud. We laugh a lot and we love my mom, my co-host Nancy Yancey, who is not on the podcast today. You know why? Because Mercury is in retrograde. I guarantee that's it. I told my mom so many different times, said, hey, mom, we're recording our first show back January 1st. We talked about it multiple times. January 1st, Monday, January 1st for Tuesday. Make sure Monday. I literally get a text from my mom today. It was at 5. I text her like 5:08 because she usually texts me like right at 5 o'clock ready to go. I was like, hey, you good? And she was like, I'm at the hospital. And I'm like, we're supposed to record. She's like, today? I'm like, yeah. It's back. It's time for us to work. So my mom's not on today's show. This is going to be a solo episode. And yet this actually is the third time I've recorded this. And I'll be honest with you, I don't even know if what I'm recording right now is going to get to your eardrums. Because what's happened is, so number one, mom's not here, right? Number two is I recorded a little bit of an episode and I went back and I listened to it and it was like super like choppy. Like you couldn't really make out what I was saying. It was like the words were jumping all over the place. And I'm like, oh, damn it. But I didn't record much. So I closed out the program that I used to record this with. I opened back up and I recorded and it sounded fine. And I was like, whew, okay, good. I recorded, I literally did a solo 45-minute podcast for you. Solo. Nobody else. Just me talking straight 45 minutes. If it sounds like I'm losing my voice, honestly, I'm losing my voice because number one, I haven't really talked like this in a couple of weeks. Like I've just been like just chilling, you know? And then on top of that, I just recorded 45 minutes by myself and none of it's going to air. So crazy. So I go back and I listen to it, right? And like the first 30 seconds, which was the part that I checked, fine. The rest of it, choppy. I'm like, oh my God. So I restarted the computer this time. And I don't know if this is going to be choppy or not. Please tell me that this is not sounding choppy. This is not choppy. I had so many good things we talked about in the first episode too. And I got to be honest with you, now with my time, I don't have time for another 45-minute episode tonight, unfortunately. But I will tell you this. Let's start with a couple different things. Number one is we have so many things to talk about. I mean, obviously the triplets is huge, right? Like my sister just had triplets. If you're new to our show, hi. Thanks for being here. My sister just gave birth to triplets, three new kids in our family. Crazy. You can imagine so many stories to come with this. But just a lot of life happened over the last couple of weeks. So in case you're also new, we have two different types of episodes of the show. We have Certified Mama's Boy, which is our public once a week podcast. But then we all have a second show called More Mama's Boy. And I swear to you, I'm going to call my mom like three times to make sure she's here for Thursday's show. Thursday's show is a fan supported show, and it's like bonus episodes that only certified fans get. And I'm hoping that you will consider becoming one, because I promise you, I will save a lot of baby talk for this podcast. So you're not going to miss a ton. There's a couple things that we're going to talk about on Thursday. Number one, yes, there was family drama. And for the very first time, my mom admitted that my family picks on me. Y'all think, y'all like, oh, he's just the middle child. He just takes things too personally. I think now I have evidential proof my family just gives me a hard time. So like Thursday, we'll talk about that. Plus my mom, for the first time, will be able to tell you what it's like to be a grandma, which would be cool. So that's going to be a Thursday show. Hopefully you'll come back. If you're like, I don't even know how to get more Mama's Boy, go on the show notes of this podcast and click on Become Certified Fan. It's $6 a month. And it comes with a whole lot of fun. One thing that I'm sad you missed out on, if you're not a certified fan, I promise you this episode is not just a big plug for certified fans, but if you missed out on the Secret Santa, so much fun. Oh my God, so much fun. Where about 75 of us, literally all, like, we don't really know each other in person. Some of us do, but not a lot. We're just connected to this podcast, and we all exchange it. Like 75 of us at least exchanged gifts for the holidays. So much fun. Okay, I got to take a sip of water. Hang on. Most professionals would edit that out, but we're not professional around here. We're a janky podcast. So, yeah, a lot. Listen, there's a lot to talk about. I'm sorry, obviously, this. I didn't want to not put an episode out. So this is what you're going to get for tonight. And I wish that, like, I wouldn't have effed up the last episode, because honestly, I was proud of myself. I'm like, damn, this is actually pretty good. Let's talk about the triplets. Yeah, last time we talked, we didn't have triplets on the show, and now we have triplets. And it's my reaction that I'm, like, not quite sure was, like, a typical new baby reaction. And obviously, like, if it was my kid, maybe this reaction might be normal. So I'll tell you the whole story, the whole triplet story. Here we go. So it is the 19th of December, and we get a text from my sister, and she's like, I think everything's okay, but I'm like having contractions, and I just want to go to the hospital just to make sure everything's good, right? So she goes, it's like 7 o'clock at night, right? She goes and she's like, oh wait, everything's good. I'm back. She drove back to the back from the hospital. Everything's fine. They said I'm good. And what I didn't know about babies, because I have very limited knowledge about children, is that you can have contractions and like not have babies. Like I thought those two went together, but apparently you can have them for a while, and like everything's fine. Didn't know that. That's new. So my this is like, so about 9 o'clock, she texts us and she's like, everything's good. Coming home from the hospital, we're fine. 11 o'clock, we get a text from John, and it said, we're going to the hospital. And as the story goes, is that she basically got home, took a shower, went to lay down in bed, boom, water broke. And so like, obviously that gut instinct was there. That motherly instinct already kicked in that, oh my gosh, like something's not right here. Something, I think they're coming. And she was right, obviously. So luckily, I guess, in a weird twist of fate, I had some kind of like food poisoning of sorts. I don't know why. I'm not sure from what. But it was the same night. So I was already kind of up feeling like crap. So I was able to like kind of keep up with the family text. And lo and behold, 2:05 a.m. on the 20th, my nieces and nephews came into the world. And if you're new to this, by the way, see, I had two, I don't have anything. I had no part in this process. My sister had three babies. She had two boys and a girl, and they were literally for the first hours of their life. Because all this is happening over text exchange, right? Like nobody was actually there with my sister at all, which is kind of scary. You know, she was there with John, obviously, but like my parents were about 3 hours away. John's parents were like, you know, not there at the time either. They were going to drive up. My brother wasn't in town at first. Like he was going to drive up, and he literally, it was kind of weird because obviously we just saw a text being like, okay, the babies are being born. And then it was like radio silence for like 2 hours, right? Like nothing. And then after that, boom, we got a text. Everybody's here. Everybody's healthy. It was like about a 2-hour process, but boom, my sister's got triplets. And what was strange is because the first couple of hours of their life, they didn't have names. It was just like the girl, the boy, boy one, boy two. There was no names. And I think my sister even told me, she was like, I was kind of having a hard time. I don't know if you went through this too, but she was like, I'm kind of having a hard time deciding what I want the baby's names to be. I'm not sure. I don't know if like, I guess I understand. Like, I can't imagine. That's a lot of pressure for you to put on forever. Like, hey, this is your name. I'm responsible for your name. Like, that's a lot to be said about a name, you know? Like, you don't want a name that rhymes with something inappropriate. Something can get picked on. Like, I don't know. There's just a lot of things that go into a name. So yeah, it was literally baby one, baby two, baby three, you know, the girl. And then about maybe 6 or 7 a.m., we get their official names, which is, drum roll, please. You may have already seen this. Their names are, baby girl is Rollins Elizabeth. Baby boy number one is Jack Ladondis. I may be saying that wrong. And baby number three is Charles James, a.k.a. Charlie. Baby number two, by the way, is Jack. He's John, but he goes by Jack. So it's Rollins, it's Jack, and it's Charlie. And I'll break those names down for you to kind of understand, because they're actually each pretty special. And I was wondering, I had a feeling that my sister was going to try to incorporate my mom's name in there. I didn't know about my dad, but I just had a feeling about my mom's name. So my mom's maiden name, Rollins. So that makes sense. Elizabeth is John's mom's name. That's my brother-in-law. So his mom's name is Elizabeth. So Rollins Elizabeth makes sense. Jack Ladondis, or John Ladondis, John, who is my brother-in-law, is the fourth, right? So he's like John Ladondis the fourth. So now we have John Ladondis the fifth, aka Jack, in the world. And now Charles James is Jimmy Mack's name. So Jimmy Mack's actual name is Charles James Yancey. But even more special than that, my middle name is Charles. My brother's middle name is James, both from my dad. So it's Charles James. So yeah, there you go. Three triplets. Now, let me go back to my reaction here for a second, because I just don't know if this is normal. I'm not sure if this is like a typical thing to do or not, but the babies are born. I'm really happy. And like, but no like real emotion. And then like, hey, that's cool. Right. And I'm kind of dozing in, dozing out, cause I'm just not feeling good. Kind of, you know, I'll wake up and I'll sit on the toilet for a couple of minutes and I'll check the text conversations. And I don't really have much other than like, I'm just happy. I'm excited to see him. I wake up though on the 20th and I'm sitting here and I'm like, this overwhelming like emotion hits me, like crying. I'm crying now. And I don't know why I'm crying. I have to like kind of figure out like, where's this emotion coming from? And the only good explanation I can give you, and I don't know, again, I don't know if this is normal or not, because we don't have any other babies in our family, was I was just like so concerned for them to have like a good life. You know, like I wasn't like really like wildly happy. I mean, I'm obviously I'm excited, but like it wasn't like tears of joy, but it's almost just like tears of like, I just want them to have a good life. I want them to be happy. I want them to be healthy. And again, like completely healthy babies. And we'll talk more about that. Hopefully my sister will come on and kind of talk more about the babies, but like, I just wanted like this is overwhelming. Like I don't know if it's like protection, you know. Like I just want these babies to be happy, and I want them to have a good life. And like maybe it's like this newfound role of uncle, you know, is maybe where it came from. I don't know, but like tears, y'all, like tears for like 5 minutes straight, like crying. Of like I just like want these babies to like have a really happy existence on the planet, you know? And luckily, as things timed out, I actually was going to go see them. I was flying into Knoxville to go see them like 2 days later. And I'll tell you my biggest concern about seeing these babies, because after that reaction, I was like, oh my God. Like, is this the thing Is this the thing that like is finally going to make me want to have babies? And that's kind of a scary thing to like realize as a single 40-year-old man. You know what I mean? Like, I mean, it can still happen. It might happen. You know, and a lot of guys in their 40s that have babies, it might still happen. I don't know. But I don't have this like overarching like, oh my God, like my biological male clock is ticking, or like I feel like it's missing. I don't feel like having a baby right now in my life is missing. I don't have this like strong pulled to be a father. But after this reaction, I was like, oh my God, here we go. I'm literally going to have a meltdown when I see these babies, and that's going to be that. So what was it? And keep in mind, this is the first time, and I think it's the first time I've ever held a baby since my sister. I can't think of like the last time that like I was had like a baby even like near me. And I'm talking like baby, like newborn. And I'm like, oh my God, here we go. So how did it go? We'll tell you right after this. Since today's show is kind of weird, we have to kind of break this up a little bit differently, right? Like, I don't typically, there'd be a really good place for a commercial break, but we don't really have the quote today. The quote's somewhere in the middle of Tennessee right now in my mom's phone. So instead, Care Of is in our podcast this week. Happy to have Care Of back on for the new year. Listen, I know there's a lot of people that are going to be trying to sell you all different kind of stuff for your health in January. I'm not going to try to sell you anything today. Like, I don't want to like be like, hey, like this is, you know, a must have for your health. What I'm going to do instead is I'm going to tell you what I do with Care Of and tell you that I think it's a great tool for my health. And I think it's a great tool for your health too. And it's one of the easiest ways I found to like stay on my health regimens is with Care Of. So what Care Of is, it's a subscription service that ships high quality vitamins personalized just for you, supplements for you, powders just for you, conveniently to your door every single month. And that I feel like, because here's the way I think is like, if it's coming every month, like you kind of got to stay on top of it, you know? Like if you miss a day, you kind of feel like, damn, I wasted money. I literally stay because of this, of the scheduling with Care Of, of having these shipped to your house every month. It's been such a good schedule thing for me, like mental schedule of like, okay, next order is going to be here. I got to make sure I take all my vitamins. Like every day, it puts this, because I think number one, getting into Care Of, like that was like how it started for me. It's like, okay, well, I got to make sure I take these every day because I already paid for it. And like, but then you'll start to feel so much better. At least I started feeling so much better with my Care Of orders that like, I can't go without them now. Like I love Care Of. It's great. It's great. I mean, they literally, what you do is you go on their website, you take this little quiz. It's like a simple quiz about your health. Maybe it takes 5 minutes. Your health, your lifestyle, your goals, what you want to do, how you want to feel. And they're going to give you these doctor-backed recommendations. And then you're going to pick up like, yeah, I do want that. That does sound like that's perfect. And you're going to make your own little packs. They're going to ship these to you every single month. And then boom, like it takes the guesswork out. Cause I think half the battle with supplements, like what am I supposed to take? How much of it? And your answer is different than my answer. I wish I could have a cheat sheet, but just follow me. But Care Of, that's exactly what they do. They literally will personalize your vitamins and your supplements, your powders just for you. And you're going to start feeling great. You're going to track it in their app over time. And I'm a big fan of Care Of. I know it's the new year. New year, new you. Yeah. If you're starting to think about your health this January, think of Care Of. It's a great tool. Honestly, at least go look at it and see what you think. And with this coupon that I have for the podcast, it makes it really inexpensive to try out. So like 50% off your first order, go to takecareof.com, enter the code Kramer50. It's takecareof.com. Enter the code Kramer50. I'm happy to be back in with Care Of again this year. My health goals are still so highly important to me, and I'm not wavering from them because I've been doing Care Of now for so long. Anyway, takecareof.com, code's Kramer50.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do it. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
So here it is. It's the, you know, it's 2 days later. It's the 22nd of December. And I roll in Knoxville and actually it was the 22nd I got there. I got there late. Anyway, I had to go the next morning, right? The whole way up there, I'm like, okay, I don't know. I ain't been around a baby before. I'm not sure how this is going to go. I get to the hospital and I'm one of the first people that actually gets to like see the babies. Everybody's still like kind of on their way up. My mom's there. John's family's heading in and, but I'm like one of the first ones to actually. So I walk into the NICU and they're in three separate rooms, by the way. And I see Charlie is the first baby that I see. And he's in this little like incubator. That's probably not the right word for it. Maybe it is, this little preemie incubator. And they have a blanket over the top. So it was almost like this grand reveal. You know, like, ta-da, here he is, pulls off the blanket and there he is. And he's friggin' cute. And he's 3.5 pounds. Him and Jack were both about 3.5 pounds. And then Rollins was like 4 pounds. So she's a little bit bigger, but tiny, like tiny, tiny, tiny little guys. Right. And, yeah. And I see them and I look at them and I'm like, wow, like I am your uncle. That is so cool. But I still don't have this, like, I don't know. This like, maybe I want to be a dad. Maybe I don't want to be a dad. Like, I know it's not like what this is all about, but I'm still expecting to have some type of like epiphany moment. Right. So, I think it was that same day. It was the same day. I got to hold Rollins for the first time and she was so tiny. I mean, it was crazy how small that child was in my arm. And, you know, I don't have a lot of experience with babies, so I don't really quite know what I'm doing. And it's kind of scary because I'm like, I can't break this thing, whatever I do. And I hold Rollins in my arms and I'm like, wow, I don't feel like I'm a dad. Like, I just don't feel like I'm a dad. Like, I feel like I'm going to be a really, really great uncle to you. But honestly, after like, and I've got nothing but respect for parents. I think it is like such a crazy and cool thing. Y'all can like birth children. And I think it's such a cool process. I just didn't feel like after honestly the chaos of being in Knoxville for a couple of days around this many babies, I did not feel this pull to like, this is what is something I would want to do. Now, obviously like one baby, I'm sure is way easier, you know, than three, because you got three triplets, three separate rooms, back and forth to the hospital. You know, I got a sister who's just trying to figure it all out. My mom's just kind of going with it and family's in and out. It's just, it was crazy. But I didn't really feel this like, oh my gosh, I need to be a dad now. This is what's missing from my lifetime. I don't know if that's what I'm supposed to feel, by the way. I don't know if like holding a baby gives you that sense, or like welcoming family into your life, like gives you that sense of like, oh, yes. But that wasn't it. That wasn't the sign, I guess, that I was looking for, you know, of like yes or no in this whole thing. But there we go. Yeah, the triplets are here, y'all. They're here and they're cute. And we have so many stories to tell about them. And I promise you, if there's anything that I have hope for this year in Certified Mama's Boy, is that we can just like not be as janky. Like, this is the first episode back. It's okay. Right now it's 7:42 p.m. I started recording at 5 o'clock today. This podcast is barely over 20 minutes. So we're going to get our shit together for this year. 2024 is the year we get our shit together. All right. So over the next couple of days, I don't know what's going to be on More Mama's Boy or what's going to be on Certified Mama's Boy. Obviously, more triplet talk. We got to do our predictions for the year, what we predicted last year, like did it come true this year. I got a word for the year that I think feels pretty good. You know, we always try to set words for the year. I had an incident at the airport, and of course, as promised, the family drama we'll talk about on Thursday's show. So thank you again. I hate having to keep saying this, but thank you for bearing in there with us. Like, I don't know. I got to talk some sense into my mom. Like, listen, Monday, Wednesday. And then we will, for sure, I promise you, get a show with both of us Thursday and Tuesday. Happy New Year. Honestly, one thing I did last night before I went to bed was I really manifested the feeling of having a good 2024, not just for me, but for you too. Like, I feel like 2023 was really hard for a lot of people. You know, I know, just know some of your own personal stories from you opening up and talking about your life too. Is 2023 was tough. It was a tough year. But I'm really hoping for a good year. Now, the last time I really bet on a year was 2020. I put like a big stock in 2020 being a great year. So let's just see. Let's just see how we go. But I'm really wishing good things for you. I'm hoping that, like, this is really, by the end of the year, we're all kind of just feeling like, you know, you like take a breath after all this COVID shit and like life going everywhere and house prices and war and elections. And I'm just hoping by the end of this year, we're just like, we feel good, you know? So, all right, we have a lot to talk about. Promise you we'll get into it all the next couple episodes. Love you. See you on Thursday for more Mama's Boy.
Okay, that's it for today. Thanks for listening to my son's podcast, Certified Mama's Boy. Be sure to review and subscribe and tell your friends. Love you forever.